弟兄姐妹们早安，在主里平安。
Now let's turn to the New Testament, the Gospel according to John.
让我们翻开新约圣经，约翰福音。
We're going to read from chapter 2, verse 23, through chapter 3, verse 11.
我们来读约翰福音第二章二十三到二十五节，然后接着是第三章一到十一节。
John 2:23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name, observing his signs which he was doing.
二章二十三节，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
But Jesus, on his part,was not entrusting himself to them, but he knew all men.
耶稣却不讲自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
And because he did not need anyone to testify concerning men, but he himself knew what was in man.
也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as teacher, but no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
Verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣回答说。我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born again, be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
四节，尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
And let's drop to verse 9. Nicodemus said to him, How can this thing be? And Jesus answered and said to him,Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things?
我们往下跳一节，读九到十节。尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？”
And let's read verse 14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
我们再 跳过去几节，读十四、十五节。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来， 叫一切信他的都得永生。
Verse 16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting eternal life.
16节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Let's turn to John 12, chapter 12.
让我们再翻开约翰福音，约翰福音第十二章。
Verse
24.
24节。Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
12章24节。我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
And verse 32.
32节。
And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
32节，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
So let's all have a word of prayer. Let's have a prayer to the Lord.
让我们有点在主面前有点祷告。
Father, it is through your great grace and mercy that we can come together this morning.
哇，实在是因着你极大的怜悯和恩典，我们今天早上可以来到你面前。
May the blood of Jesus cleanse all our sins.
愿主耶稣基督的血洗净我们一切的罪。
Cover all our infirmities.
来遮蔽我们一切的软弱。
And may the Holy Spirit fill our hearts.
愿圣灵充满我们的心。
And open the eyes of our heart.
打开我们心中的眼睛。
No matter those who are your children or those who are still seeking the truth.
不管是已经是你的儿女，还是正在寻求真理的人。
In Christ Jesus, the most holy and precious name we pray.
奉基督耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, by God's grace, I'd like to share so-called gospel.
今天早上借着神的恩典，我愿意来分享福音。
So gospel means good news.
福音就是好消息。
During pandemic, that was bad news for a lot of people.
在疫情大流行期间，对许多人来说都是有很多的坏消息。
But God's desire, God's will, is for us to hear good news, the gospel, and His Son, our Lord Jesus.
但是，他期待、渴望让我们听到好消息，就是关于他儿子主耶稣基督的好消息。
Good news gives us hope.
好消息给我们带来希望。
And gladdens our heart.
让我们的心喜悦。
I have a lunchbox. It says, "Good food make heart rejoice."
我有一个午餐盒上写着，好的食物可以让人喜乐。
So we all need a joyful heart.
我们都需要一个喜乐的心。
And God knows that we are in the misery.
神知道我们是在一个悲惨的境。
Not only what happened in the world.
不光只是世界上发生的事情。
But what happened in us, inside us?
还包括我们内心，我们的里面发生的一些事。
So today I'd like to share the good news.
今天我要来分享好消息。
And the Bible is God's word.
圣经是神的话。
God loves to speak to us.
神喜爱对我们说话。
Sometimes we see that if we don't see a parent, the parent come to your home, and the daughters, especially the daughters, they love to speak to the mom, their mom, hours after hours.
那我们当有的时候看到父母从外面回家了，他们的子女，尤其是女儿，会哦上来就跟妈妈，特别是妈妈说个没完没了的。
A parent's love for us, they love to speak to us.
父母爱我们，他喜爱与我们说话。
And God loves us, He loves to talk to us.
神爱我们，他也爱跟我们说话。
So it's close to a million words God has spoken to us.
这个圣经，神可能跟我们说过了数百万的。
差不多100万字的话。It depends on translation. Sometimes it's over 800,000.
如果要是翻译过来的话，有的时候超过800,000。
So here it tells us that this What happened to the Lord when he was in Jerusalem?
这个故事告诉我们在耶路撒冷的时候发生的一件事。
And many people believe in the Lord because they observe, they watch what Lord Jesus did.
许多人信主了，因为他看见了神所行的神迹。
And this is very interesting. John, Apostle John tried to tell us in his book,What the true faith is.
很有意思的是约翰在他的约翰福音里想告诉我们什么是真正的信心。
You know, all people, everybody believes in something.
每个人都相信一些事情。
And we all have faith in something.
我们都相信某些事情。
Whether you believe in the Lord or not,Everybody believes in something.
不管你信主还是不信主，你总是相信一些事。
So God wants to tell us what is the true faith that when we talk about believing in the Lord Jesus to be saved.
这里约翰福音想告诉我们，到底信主得救是什么样的一种，什么才是一个这样的一个真正的信心。
So it's quite surprising to us when we see that many people believe in the Lord.
实在让我们惊奇的是，很许多人都相信耶稣了。
But in verse 24 it says, But Jesus on his part was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men.
约翰福音二章二十四节说耶稣却不讲自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
Because he did not need anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.
因为也用不着，二十五节也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
So what does it mean by true faith? Here it tells us that it is entrusting.
所以真正的在这里告诉我们真正的信心就是交托。
See, if we see so many people believe in the Lord Jesus, we should be very happy, right?
如果我们看见很多人都信主耶稣了，我们应该很高兴，是不是？
We like to count numbers.
我们喜欢数数。
How many people believe in the Lord?
到底有多少人？
How many people attend the church meetings?
多少人参加了教会的聚会？
The Lord Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to us.
但是主耶稣从他那方面他却不将自己交托我们。
Because he is seeking the true believer.
因为他在寻找真正的信者。
So it says, it tells us what is true belief is that in trusting.
这地方告诉我们要相信一个真正的信心是要是信托交托。
What do you mean by in trusting?
交托是什么意思呢?
That when you believe in someone, you give yourself to that person.
当你相信某个人的话你就把自己交给他了。
If you say, I'm going to do this to my best ability.
好像说、哦、我要尽我最大的能力来做这些事情。
And your boss says, I believe you.
如果你的老板说我相信你。
He gives his reputation, his job security in your hand.
他把那个信誉和你的职业的信
your boss.
哦，他你的这是意味着你老板把他的声誉和他的那个职业的稳定性是交在你的手里。
Because if you don't do well, then his reputation will be marred, will become bad, and he may be fired.
因为如果你要是做的不好的话，他的声誉要受到影响，可能会被解雇了。
So when you believe something, actually you give your reputation yourself to that person.
如果你相信某个人的话，其实就是把你的声誉，你把你自己也交给那个人。
And then here further it tells us, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, not only we give ourselves to Him, but also He gives Himself to us.
哦，这个地方讲的是两方面的，就是。我们相信他不仅是把我们自己交给他，同时他也把他自己交托我们。
His reputation.
他的名誉。
All he is.
他的所是。
All his riches.
所有的丰富。
It's like giving us a blank check.
好像给了我们一个空头支票。
So, the true belief is in trusting.
你真正的相信就是信托交托。
The second, it tells us that God, the Lord knows our heart.
另外一点就是主知道我们的心。
True belief, we have a belief from our heart.
真正的信心会是从我们心里来的。
It's not just the plain knowledge. I agree with what you said.
并不是一个头脑的知识，就是说，哦，我同意你所说的。
It is to trust from our heart.
是从我们心里的信任。
That we really want to trust Him and give ourselves to Him, no matter what happens.
我们实在是把自己就交托给他，相信他，不管发生什么。
Sometimes we sing hymns, right? It says, sky is blue.
但是我们听唱赞美诗说，哦，天色常蓝。
But God never promises that.
但是神从来没有应许我们天色常蓝。
In Chinese, we talk about the perfection.
中文，在中文我们讲完美。
And you have to have the three virtues.
你们，这个完美必须要有三个特性。
Truth.
真。
Goodness.
善。
And beauty.
美。
You have to have all the three to be called a perfect.
必须要有这三个特性才能被称为完美。
And in this three virtues in perfection, the truth is the first.
在这个完美所有的三个属性中，真就是真理是第一个。
If without truth, others will not stand, other two.
如果没有真理作为根基的话，那两个善和美就不存在了。
So that's what John wants to tell us.
那就是约翰要告诉我们的。
Though many believe in the Lord because they observe his miracles.
虽然许多人看见他的神迹。
But he himself will not entrust to them.
就信了他的名，耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
We thank the Lord for the truth that He said.
感谢主，为着他所讲的这个真理。
And He used an example to tell us what is the true faith in a person.
他就举了个例子。讲到这个什么是在人里面的一个真实的信心。
And we know that the God loves to tell the truth, in a very personal way.
我们知道主实在想告诉我们这个真理是一个非常个人的方式的。
He wants to interact with the people and to tell the story from the life experience of those people.
他想告诉每个单个的人。这个真理是从他们基于他们自己的生活经历。
He does not just tell us doctrines.
他不只是讲到一些教条。
Most important truths are told through the lives of people.
很多最重要的真理是借着人的生活来的。
Because God wants to have personal experience relationship with us.
因为神愿意跟我们有个非常个人的关系。
We are not sharing a religion.
我们不是来分享一个宗教。
We are not preaching a religion.
我们不是在传扬一个宗教。
We are sharing a person.
我们来分享一个人。
His name called Jesus.
他的名字叫耶稣。
We are sharing a relationship.
我在分享和他的关系。
A personal relationship with our God.
和我们主，我们神个人的关系。
That's very, very big difference.
这是非常不一样的。
And God now wants to tell the story of true faith in a person. His name is Nicodemus.
神想借着一个人，名叫尼哥底母的人，告诉我们什么是真正的信心。
So chapter 3 starts with that person.
约翰福音第三章就以这个人开始。
Now, most...Modern translations translate this word, first word in chapter 3, as a noun.
很多现代的翻译本都是第一个字是一个名。
Now is 现在。
是现在。
But some translations did not even translate this word.
I'm sorry.
This word...this is called the injunction word. Some translation didn't even bother to translate. Like a Chinese translation does not have of the word now.
所以说这个因为它这个连接词很多版本就不在意把这个连词翻译出来，就所以中文版没有说现在。
And this word can be translated also as but.
这个词也可以被翻译成但是。
And Darby translation translate this word as but.
在英文达比翻译本中，他翻译成但是。
He want to put us in a contrast with all these many people who said who believe in the Lord because they observe God's miracle.
他想来反衬，就像前面讲的那些只看到他的行的神迹才信了他的人。
So he wants to tell us what a true believer is.
他就想告借着这个尼哥底母告诉我们真正的信心是什么。
Use this person whose name is Nicodemus.
他用一个叫做尼哥底母人的名字的人。
In the original languages, right? There's no chapters, divisions. There's no verses.
起初圣经版它是没有章节的区分的。
So if you are reading original language in Greek, it will be more shocking.
如果你看读那个原始的最初的希腊文的话，你可能有点震惊。
And this man, let's look at the trait of this man. This man is very humble.
让我们来看这个人的一些特性，他是非常谦卑的人。
Because He himself had high status in the society.
因为他在社会中是一个有很高地位的人。
He belonged to the most pious religious group at the time.
那时候他在这个宗教的团体中是那个至高的那一等。
He's one of the Pharisees.
他是法利赛人中的一名。
And Bible tells us he also is a ruler.
里面告诉我们他还是一个官。
He belonged to the highest organization among the Jews called Sanhedrin.
哦，他是犹太人中那个等级中最高的那个官。
The 70 Jews form a Sanhedrin. They make all decisions for the Jews.
有在犹太人中有70个有最高声誉的人，他一个组织，他为犹太人做一切的制度的决定。
For the religious regulations and their civil lives.
为了那个宗教的一些规章制度，还有那个权利。
And he also himself a teacher, teach others about the law, about the things of God.
而且他自己也是一位老师，他告诉别人有关神的事。
And look at the Lord Jesus.
看主耶稣。
He was a poor carpenter.
他是一个贫穷的木匠。
And his followers were also fishermen.
跟随他的也都是渔夫。
They were not highly educated.
没有受到高等教育。
Nicodemus had this higher education degrees, maybe doctors.
尼哥底母有非常高的学历。
And including our Lord Jesus, did not have official education. So they're maybe just a high school graduate.
主耶稣没有高等学历，没准就像高中毕业。
And Nicodemus humbled himself, come to seek the Lord for the truth.
但是尼哥底母自己谦卑来到主面前来寻求真理。
If you want to know the truth, you have to humble yourself.
如果你想认识真理的话，你必须要自己谦卑。
The first requirement is to be humble.
第一个要求就是要你要谦卑。
Everybody has a pride in their heart.
我们每个人在我们心里都是有骄傲。
It was hidden.
是被隐藏的。
You don't even know that you have pride sometimes.
有的时候你甚至不知道你自己是骄傲的。
But we do have that pride.
但是我们确实有这样的骄傲。
So first thing we see that this Nicodemus was humble.
第一点我们可以看到这个尼哥底母是谦卑的人。
So we know that English word, you want to understand God, you have to stand under God.
我们就因为有种说法，如果你想了解圣经的话，你必须站在圣经的下面。
Right, understand, stand under.
嗯，
是啊。It's an English word, play the word.
嗯哼，这英文好像是在绕口令似
的。And second thing, we can see that he make effort to seek the Lord Jesus.
第二点，我们可以看见他。实在是付出了代价来见耶稣。
We can see that Nicodemus must live a very busy life.
我们可以看到尼哥底母肯定是生活是非常繁忙的、紧张的。
Busier than all of us.
因为每个人都忙。
And that he make effort to come to see the Lord.
但是他付出努力来见耶稣。
You and I want to seek the truth, then you and I need to make effort.
如果你和我想来寻求真理的话，我们必须要付出代价的。
And you know the story that one young man came to Socrates.
我们记得有个故事，少年人来见耶稣，
见苏格拉底，
见苏
格拉底，
苏格拉底，苏 少年人见苏格拉底。
He says, I want to know the truth.
说我想知道真理。
And Socrates says, follow me.
苏格拉底说跟随我。
And she led him to the sea in the middle of the water.
他把他带到海里在水中间。
So all of a sudden, he pressed that young man's head under the water.
突然把那个年轻人的头摁在水底下。
And as this young man later tried to struggle to get the breath of air.
这个年轻人就在挣扎想从水里起来呼吸。
He kept his hand down.
但是尼哥底母一直把他的手摁在那里不放。
苏格拉底。So he pressed him down, he would not release him.
所以他呢一直在那摁着不放手。
Until he almost felt drowned, and then he all of a sudden released his hand.
结果在这个年轻人将要淹死的时候，他突然把他的手放开了。
And he told that young man.
苏格拉底就告诉这个年轻人。
If you have a desire to find out the truth, as you had a desire for that breath of air when you were under the water, then you will find it.
如果你像你在水中那样挣扎着想要来呼吸一口气的那个力气来寻求真理的话，你肯定能寻到。
So he would need to make effort.
所以我们必须付出努力的。
Sometimes we are invited to attend the gospel meeting.
有的时候我们被邀请参加一个福音聚会。
We need to make effort to be there.
我们必须要付代价到那里。
The Christians, we need to make an effort to pursue the Lord every day.
作为基督徒，我们每天都要来尽力来寻求主。
Love of God. Once you know love of Christ, that love compels us.
当你知道基督的爱的话，这个爱激励我们。
And not only ourselves, those parents, we need encourage them to make an effort to pursue the Lord as well.
不仅是年轻人，就是做父母的也要来鼓励他们的孩子来付出代价来寻求主。
Our children, they are born in Christian families.
那些就是在基督徒家里成长的孩子们。
They come to the Bible to know the Bible when they're young.
当他们还年少的时候就来读圣经是认识神的话。
Their experience knowing the Lord is very different from us, from the parents.
他们认识主的那个经历跟父母认识主的经历是完全很不一样的。
We do not know the Lord through God's mercy, we come to know the Lord.
我们是借着神的怜悯我们才认识神的。
But most of children, they come to the Lord when they are young, they are brought to the church by parents.
但是很多孩子们他们认识主的是借着他们的父母在年少的时候就把他们带到教会里认识的。
God has very specific instructions for the parents how to lead them in Christ.
神也给了父母一个特殊的一个教导，如何把他们带到主面前。
How to grow in Christ.
如何在主里成长。
Because they are very different from the first generation, us, how we come to the Lord.
他们的认识主的那个经历和过程，那我们父母就第一代来美国的那个经历是很不一样的。
Even if our children are grown-ups,
甚至即使我们的孩子已经成人了
，we have to encourage them to make an effort to pursue the Lord.
我们要鼓励他们付出代价来寻求主。
To attend the meetings.
来参加聚会。
To have a fellowship with brothers and sisters regularly.
和弟兄姐妹们一起交通。
So we all need to make effort, and Nicodemus make that effort and to seek the Lord.
我们都必须要付代价，这里的尼哥底母他就是付出了代价来见耶稣。
And another thing you can see that Nicodemus is a very honest man.
还有一件事就是尼哥底母是一个诚实的人。
You have to be very honest to yourself.
你必须对你自己诚实。
Otherwise, that later will become self-deceiving. We'll actually deceive ourselves.
如果不诚实的话，慢慢我们就可以变成自欺欺人。
You can see that from this text, he was very honest. He told the Lord what is in his heart.
这里尼哥底母是一个很诚实的，他告诉神，告诉主，他心里面怎么想的。
Even he couldn't believe it what Lord Jesus said, he told the Lord Jesus about it.
如果他没办法相信的话呢，他就真实的跟主说是这个事实。
And that's a wonderful thing about knowing the Lord.
这是认识主的一个非常美好的一件事情。
Lord knows what is in the heart.
主知道我们心里所存的。
And we can open our heart to the Lord, tell him that the things that why we cannot believe.
我们可以打开我们的心，告诉主说，有这些事是什么让我不能信你。
So when he come to the Lord, Lord told him, because the Lord knows in him what is in his heart, know that he want to know the truth, know God.
当他来见耶稣的时候，主知道他心里在想什么，知道他要来见耶稣是为了寻求真理。
So Lord Jesus immediately tell them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣就直接对他针对他的问题说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Lord Jesus saying that you want to seek the truth, are you ready to have the other different experience?
耶稣就告诉他，如果你想知道真理吗？你准备好了也接受另外一个完全不一样的经历吗？
It is to be born again.
就是重生。
We all know that we were all born once.
我们都知道我们曾经出生过一次。
Through our parents.
借着我们的父母。
Born on earth.
生在这个世上。
Now that first time when Nicodemus heard about the born again, he was so shocked.
当尼哥底母第一次听到重生的时候，他实在很吃惊。
It is not natural.
不是天然的。
You cannot find it in the nature.
在自然界找不到这个事。
You study science, you cannot find the answers in the science either.
你研究科学，你在用科学也没办法找到。
It is not from the earth, not from this earth.
不是这个，不是这个世上的，不是从这个世界来的。
It is totally new.
是完全新的。
It is like people say, it is out of the world.
像人说的，这是不属于这个世界的。
And that's why he said, he asked the Lord, he says, how can a man be born when he is old, be born again when he is old. He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
这就是为什么尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
He told God why he couldn't understand what Lord Jesus said.
所以他告诉神说，我实在是不知道主耶稣到底是说什么意思。
So he is quite honest about it to the Lord, even though he was a teacher himself.
虽然他自己是个老师，他对他自己他是很真实的。
High school graduate.
高中生。
I'm a PhD in religion.
我是宗教里面的。
I will ask this man about God.
我还要问这个人 关于神的事。
I study Hebrews, Hebrew Bibles all through my life, and I ask these high school graduates about God.
我一辈子了都在学习希伯来文的圣经，我还要问这个高中生关于神的事。
And he be very honest to the Lord. He was very honest to the Lord.
他对主在主面前非常诚实。
He said, it is totally beyond me.
他就说这个不是我能想象出来的。
And here, what Lord told him is this, the born again can be translated as born from above.
那主告诉他说重生可以被翻译成或者解释成从上头生的。
It born from above.
从上头生。
Not from the earth.
不是从地下。
We are all born from the earth through our parents.
我们都是借着父母生在这个地上的。
But we need to have a totally new beginning. If we want to know God, is we have to be born from above, from heaven.
如果我们要真的认识神的话，认识主的话，我们必须要一个新的开始。
If we were born from the earth, then we...Understand the things of the earth.
如果我们只是在地上，从地上生的，我们只能理解地上的事。
If we want to know about God who is in heaven, then we have to be born from heaven.
如果我们想了解神天上的事，天上的事，我们必须从天上生。
How can we understand and enter the kingdom of human beings?
我们怎么才能够进入人的国里？来认识了解人呢
You have to be born as a human. You have to be a human being.
你必须要出生作为一个人来出生。
See, the birth is very important.
所以这个生是一个非常重要的事情。
A dog cannot understand the human.
要不然你就没办法了解人。
A dog cannot understand the human.
一只狗它没办法理解人。
Even though we call the dogs our best friend.
即使我们 称狗是我们最好的朋友。
And they understand a lot of things about our emotion.
它了解我们情感里面的很多事。
And I've been watching this video clips about dogs, how cute they are.During this pandemic, more than all the time combined in my whole life.
我在这次疫情大流行期间，我看了好多有关于狗的视频啊，就讲那个它是多这么的可爱，跟主人。
How they so attached to the owners, their owners, and how they cute and they are faithful, all these good things.
它是怎么样的连着主人，这么的可爱。总是跟主人在一起。
And how they understand their owners.
他是如何的理解他主人的心。
And a lot of people use it as a therapeutic the impact on the owners.
这个好像因为这个狗能带来很多对他主人一些情感上的一些医治。
So, but dogs understand human beings to only certain extent.
但是狗了解人也只是在一定的程度上。
They understand we are sad, but he will not understand the reason why we are sad.
他理解我们伤心，但是他不知道伤心的原因是什么。
You failed SAT.
你 SAT 考试，考差了。
You didn't get accepted by MIT or Harvard Medical School.
你没有被哈佛或者是 MIT 录取。
Do you understand? The dog understand you're sad.
那个狗知道你伤心。
But you will not understand why you're so sad.
但他不了解你为什么这么伤心。
Only another human being can understand this.
只有另外一个人才能够理解。
A human best friend.
人的最好的朋友。
So, to enter into the kingdom of humans, and you have to have a life of human to understand humans.
你要想进人的国，你必须要自己成为人才能够了解人。
We cannot understand birds.
我们不会了解鸟。
Because birds, we don't understand the how they talk and how they feel.
我们不了解他们在说什么，他们感觉如何。
There's a story that a man once in a live in a high mountain, higher mountain.
有一个故事讲到一个人啊，他住在个高山上。
He was sick, so his doctor advised him to live in a little bit higher place.
他生了一种病，他的医生呢建议他住在一个比较高一点的地方。
Have a better air quality.
空气的纯度更高。
So he lived in a house there, and one day there was a storm.
他就在那个高山上的房子里住着，有一天有了个暴风雨。
And then he saw this couple of birds flew over. They tried to avoid the storm, flew over and landed on the windowsill.
他看见有几只鸟为了躲避暴风雨就来到那个房子那里停在这个窗台上。
And he felt for these birds. He said, oh,There must be very cold outside. They must feel very cold. So he tried to help them out. He went to the kitchen and brought the rice. And he tried to feed them with the rice.
这个人就很同情这些鸟啊。他外面这么冷啊，他就想帮助他，然后就自己到那个厨房去拿了一些米，他就想喂这些鸟。
As he opened the windows and tried to give them this rice, what happened was all the birds was frightened and they all flew away.
当他打开窗户，把这个米放在窗台上，想请他们吃的话，这些鸟都全部吓飞了。
And he said, "Oh, the birds, see, I tried to help you out. I don't want to don't get frightened." I'm trying to friendly.
他就说啊，鸟啊，回来回来，我不想吓你，我是友好的。
And then he noticed that unless I become a bird, they'll never understand me.
然后他就了解明白一件事，说除非我变成鸟，然后我才能了解鸟所想的。
So that's why Lord Jesus says you have to be born.Again, from above.
这就是主为什么说你必须要从上头生。
And a lot of things we can observe scientifically from the lab, but we still do not understand.
好多是我们可以在实验室里在做科研来了解想研究，但是实在还是不知道。
Once I watch the science the video or TV on TV, there are small fishes in the ocean, very small, millions of them swarm together. And you know what happened?
我有一次看那个科学频道，就是讲海里有一种小鱼，数百万的小鱼成群的在那里。
And with the 1 second, the otter left.
一秒钟之内，他们突然全部往左拐。
Millions of them.
数百万在。
And another second, they all turn to right.
又在另外一秒钟，眨眼间他们全部都往右拐。
Not one missing.
一个都不留，一个都不留。
How could they do that?
他们怎么做的事？
We still don't understand how they did it.
我们还是不知道。
How they're doing it.
他们是如何来做成这件事？
Unless you are the little fish.
除非你就是那其中的一条小鱼。
And live in the wild among them, and then return to be human again, write your doctoral thesis.
你就变成那只小鱼以后，然后呢，再回到人， 回到人形，再可以写有关他的那个小鱼的那个博士论文。
So your life, the life you have, dictates how much you can understand. That's an ultimate limit.
所以你的生命就决定了你能够理解多少，是有限度的。
You need to be a human to understand things of the humans.
你必须是人才能了解人的事。
To understand another human.
理解另外一个人。
You have to be a bird to understand the bird.
你必须是一只鸟才能
了解。Talk to birds.
你了解别的鸟，你可以跟鸟说话。
So the life dictates eventually put the boundary around our experience and knowledge.
所以这个生命是什么样的生命，就决定了这个限度和我们的范畴能够理解到什么程度。
If you are look at the ants,
如果你看鸟，蚂蚁
，they don't even know you're there, you're existing.
他们甚至都不知道你在那里，你的存在。
You talk to ants, hello.
你要对鸟，对蚂蚁说你好。
Ants even didn't know you are there.
蚂蚁甚至都不知道你在哪里。
Ants knows there's danger if disturbed, that you they'll flee.
蚂蚁是知道危险的，如果你扰了、干扰它、搅扰它，它会逃跑的。
But they didn't know you existed, and that you can disturb it, but they didn't know what happened. But they flee because they want to reserve their life.
但是它是知道有。知道有危险的时候，他是会逃跑逃命的。
So, the brothers and friends, in order to understand God, you must be born again from above.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，如果你想认识神的话，你必须要从上头，从天上生。
You have to have a God's life, God's eternal life, so that you can understand God.
你必须要有神的生命，神的永远的生命，你才能够了解神。
Without God's life, that we will not be able to understand God.
如果没有神的生命的话，我们不可能理解神。
We will not be able to understand things about God or things in the kingdom of God.
我们没办法了解神的事，神国的事。
That's why the primary purpose of Lord Jesus.
这就是主耶稣来世上的一个最主要的原因。
It's not to teach us.
不是要教导我们。
Not to teach us about God.
不是教导我们关于神的事。
But he want to give us his life, eternal life that is in him to us.
他要把他在他里面的生命赐给我们。
So Lord Jesus says, you have to be born again.
主耶稣说你必须要重生。
Born with the eternal life.
有个这个永远的生命。
Then you can understand eternal God.
然后你才能了解这个永远的神。
You know, there's a Chinese philosopher. His name is Lao Zi.
一个中国的哲学家名字叫老子。
He was born 500 years before Christ was born.
他在耶稣出生之前500年就出生了。
And in his book, he wrote a very short book. In his book, first sentence, he says, if you can define the truth, that is not eternal truth.
他写了一本书，那个一本短短小书。短短的书第一句话就是道可道非常道名可名非常名。
That's just first part. Let's just talk about the first part.
Oh.
道可道非常道 meaning that a truth you can define with your experience from the earth and as a human, then it is not eternal truth.
就是说你如果想把这个真理用人在地上的经历来描述他那定义他的话，他就不是真正的真理，
永恒的真理，
不是永恒的真理，
常道是永恒的真理。And if You can name a name, but that name is not eternal name.
如果你可以名可名非常名，就是如果 你可以定义一个名的话，它就不是一个永恒的名。
If you can describe something, in your human terms, then if that thing is not the eternal thing, that's what that means.
这个意思就是说，您如果用人的想用在世上人的经历来定义一个定义它的话，它就不是一个永远的一个真理。
Because we give a name to everything we see, right? We like to give them names. So name means that the thing. If you can describe it with the human terms, that thing is not eternal thing. We cannot last eternally.
我们给每很多事情起名字，如果这个可以用人的术语来定义它的话，它就不是永远永恒的名字。
You know what I find out in the Bible?
你知道我在圣经里发现什么的吗？
Says when people ask the Lord, ask God His name, say, "What is your name?"
当人问主他的名字，说你叫什么名字啊？
And you know how God replied?
你知道主怎么回答吗？
My name is too wonderful. I cannot describe you with the human language. I'm too wonderful.
我太奇妙了，我不能用人的语言来描述我的名字。
When Moses asked God for his name, God told him, I am. And then nothing followed.
当摩西问耶和华说 你叫什么名字的话，他就说我是自由拥有者，我是下面没有下文了。
Because after I am, everythingthat we know will not be able to describe who he really is. So he just left blank. I am.
所以说他只能说我是，因为下面任何的字都不能描述他，所以他就停在那里。
So I believe the Bible is not written by man. It's not from this earth. It is from God. Eternal God.
所以我相信这个圣经不是有人写的，是用神写的，从天上是永远的神那里。
You must be born from above.
你必须从天上重生。
You have to be born from heaven, have a heavenly life to understand things in heaven where God is.
你必须从天上生才能够了解在天上的神，才认识在天上的神。
You have to be born from heaven to knowThe God of heaven.
你必须要从天上生才能够了解天上的神。
That's why Lord Jesus, his word, primarily is to give his life to us.
这就是为什么主的话的主要目的就是想把他的生命赐给我们。
All four Gospels spend at least one third of their writings to tell us about the last week of Lord's life on earth.
四卷福音书 几乎都是用三分之一的篇幅描述了主耶稣在地上的最后一周发生的事。
Tell us how Lord Jesus died.
告诉我们主是怎么死的。
And in order to give us life, Lord Jesus had to die.
现在讲他的生命赐给我们，他必须要死。
So Lord Jesus, that in the chapter 12 we just read, it says, a grain, if it does not fall to the ground and dies, still remains by itself, just one grain.
像我们读到的十二章
24,
章二十四节说，一粒麦子不落在地里死的。死了仍旧是一粒，若是死了就结出许多子粒来。
If it falls to the ground dies, then it will bear much fruit.
如果它落在等于说落在地里死了就结出许多子粒。
In the place it dies, it grows many grains, hundreds, thousands.
这个麦子如果落在地里死了，它就 结出数成千上万的子粒。
Lord Jesus talk about himself.
这就是讲到
This is the way. Sorry.
嗯，这就是主耶稣讲到他自己，他的作为子粒。
This is how he will give his life to us.
这就是讲到主耶稣他是如何将他的生命赐给我们。
In order for he to give his life, he has to die.
为了要赐给我们他的生命，他必须要死。
And to shed his precious blood to forgive our sins.
由他的宝血来赦免我们的罪。
We are all sinners in God's eyes.
神的眼里，我们都是罪人。
The problem that we have is not in the world, but it's in us.
问题不在这个外面的世界里，乃是在我们里面。
All the problems that we face is actually in us.
我们遇到的所有的问题都是在我们内心里面的。
And so, Lord Jesus had to die for us to forgive our sins.
主耶稣他必须要死来赦免我们的罪。
If I call you,I said, you are a sinner, that you may be offended.
如果我告诉你要叫你说你是罪人，你可能被冒犯了。
But if I said, you are not perfect, then you agree.
但是如果我说你不完全，你可能会同意。
Imperfection is sin in the eyes of God.
这个不完全是在神的眼里。
Eventually, it leads to the wrong things we do.
这个会导致我们犯错，做错误的事情。
So Lord Jesus had to come and die for us to pay the price for us, because the Bible says wages of sin is death.
所以主耶稣必须要死，为我们付上代价，因为圣经里说。罪的工价就是死。
So, for us to have life, he had to die for us.
为了要让我们得生命，他必须要为我们死。
Because God so loved us, Bible tells us. This is a mystery.
因为圣经说，神这样的爱我们，这是一个奥秘。
It's unreasonable.
这是很难理解的。
If a man sin, why don't you just wipe them out?
如果人类犯错的话，你为什么把他们全，为什么不把他们全灭了呢？
But that's God's love.
但是这是，那是神的爱。
He wanted to hear, to receive his salvation.
他要来医治，让我们可以来接受他的救恩。
So Lord Jesus have to die.
为此，主耶稣必须要死。
And then through death, and then through the resurrection, through the Holy Spirit, that he can give the life to us.
借着他的死、复活，他可以借着圣灵，将他的生命赐给我们。
Lord Jesus says, I'll be raised up on the third day.
耶稣说，三天后我要复活。
And then Lord Jesus says, I'm going to be lifted up if I...I'm lifted up. I'll draw all men to myself.
耶稣说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
So John tells us that in the 14, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness, in the verse 14, chapter
3. 在约翰福音三章十四节说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
Yes, even so, must Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life.
人子也照必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
In the Old Testament, Moses raised up the pole, and on the pole there's a bronze snake.
在旧约里面，摩西将一个铜蛇举起来。
Because Israel has sinned, and God has been very patient. But in the end, God sent the fiery snakes, serpents, in their camps, And many of them got bit.
因为以色列人犯罪了，主耶和华特别的怜悯，他让火蛇进了他们里面，很多人被这个火蛇咬了。
And God says, make the bronze snake and lift it up in the center of the camp. Everybody can see it. Whoever got bit and see that bronze snake will be healed.
就是啊，主耶和华说，你在营中将那个铜蛇举起来，凡仰望铜蛇的就必得救。
Because God want to use the same method to raise up our Lord Jesus on the cross, so everybody can see it and will be saved.
像同样的方式，主耶稣也是被举起来，所以凡仰望他的，同样也被得救。
So Lord Jesus make a faith very simple. Lord says faith is.Like looking up to Jesus from our heart.
主耶稣让这个信变得非常简单，信就是仰望主耶稣。
Even you are blind, cannot see physically, you can looking up to Jesus from your heart.
即使你是盲人，你不能用肉眼来看仰望耶稣的话，你用你的心也可以来仰望耶稣。
Lord Jesus died 2,000 years ago.
耶稣2000年以前死了。
On the cross. But today we can still see him looking up to him from our heart.
2000年他死在十字架上，但是甚至今天我们也可以从我们内心来仰望他，在十字架上。
And then he says, God so loved the world that he gave his son, the only begotten son,that whoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life, eternal life.
他福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
See, God so loved the world, he gave son, the salvation in his son, through his son, to us as a gift.
神是这样的爱我们，他借着他的儿子讲救恩，当做一个礼物赐给我们。
Not because what you do.
不是因为你做了什么。
Not because all the charity work, all the good works you do.
不是因为你做了多少的善事，多少的慈善事。
Not even because all the bad things you do.
也不是因为你所做的一些坏事。
Only on the merits of Lord Jesus, his death.
只是基于主耶稣死。
And his blood.
他的血。
Then he gave his son as a gift to us.
他把他的儿子作为礼物赐给我们。
So if someone gave you a gift, what do you need to do?
如果有一个人送给你一个礼物的话，你要做什么呢？
You just accept it.
你就是接受就。
You, if you respect that person who gave gift to you, or honor that person who gave gift to you, you will accept it.
如果你尊重那个给你送礼物的人，你简单的做法就是接受这个礼物。
Very simple. Reach out your hands and receive it.
非常简单，就伸出你的双手来接受这个礼物。
You don't need to pay a dime for it.
你不要花一分钱。
It costs God all he loved. But it costs us nothing.
是因为这个代价是神的爱，对我们来说不要付任何。
It costs God everything, including His only begotten Son, but it costs us nothing.
对我们来说，什么代价也不要付，但是对他来说，极重的代价就是他用他的儿子来付。
Even the poorest person in the world can accept the salvation from God.
这世上最贫穷的人也可以接受神的救恩。
You know the Elon Musk bit?
你知道伊朗？
You know who the Elon Musk is?
你知道 Elon Musk 是谁吗？
Tesla car. The owner of Tesla, like built the Tesla car. He did other things. He just, he want to went to the space, right? Make it the commercial space travel. His achievements quite amazing. So just recently, he sent regular people, five of them, I think, and put it in the spaceship. And there's no pilots, no technical person, all autopilot in the outer space. And they just went there and they come back Earth safely.
他送了五个人，就是平常普普通通的人，也不是什么飞行员呢，就把他们送到外太空，在那里待了一段时间，然后又回来。
And then all the celebrities called him congratulating for such great achievement.
但是，如果所有的那些有名人士都去恭喜他，说为他所做的来向他祝贺。
But one person was missing.
但是有一个人不在那里面。
He was waiting for the most powerful man in the world, the President of the United States, to call him to congratulate him.
他就在等着美国的最高的总统打电话给他来恭喜他。
But he didn't.
但是这个总统没有。
President of the United States didn't call him.
美国总统没有给他打电话。
He waited for a few days, and finally people asked him, he said, he must be in sleep.
别人就问他了，怎么会，他等了几天以后，别人问他，怎么总统没给你打电话呢？他就说，他可能在睡觉呢。
Because only a few billionaires can pay the price to be travel in space.
因为只有少数的亿万富翁才能够付这个到太空外太空旅行的这个钱。
I'll never hope for it.
我不会想要做这件事。
The Bible, God's salvation, is available to the poorest person in the world.
但是神的救恩。是对这世上最贫穷的人都是可以的。
A blind person.
一个盲人。
So Lord, God made this salvation so simple, so easy, even the child can receive the Lord Jesus.
神让这个救恩这么简单，甚至连一个孩子都可以来接受这个救恩。
In order to do that, he sacrificed his own son.
为了要达到这个结果，他要让他的儿子来牺牲。
You know, we all love ourselves more than anything else.
知道我们自己，我们都爱我们自己，不爱别的。
If you have children, then the children, your child, especially only child,will become the most important thing in the world to you, including yourself.
但是如果你有孩子的话，这个孩子就成为你生命中最重要的人，也包括你自己。
Parents are willing to die themselves to save their child.
父母是愿意将自己的生命来为了孩子来牺牲自己的生命。
I watched from internet that one parent said,When doctor tell you that you have cancer, that was very bad news.
有一个医生对说告诉一个人说你得了癌症了，是个坏消息。
But he said it's not bad news. The bad news is when your doctor say your child has cancer.
这个回答说，这个其实不是什么坏消息。如果真正的坏消息就是说，你告诉我你的孩子得了癌症。
You see here how much God loved us. God wanted to tell us how much He loved us. He said, He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes shall not perish but have eternal life.
从此你可以看出神是多么的爱我们，因为他将自己的独生子赐给我们，使我们得永生。
Nobody, even someone have a great love, willing to sacrifice yourself, but nobody can give up their son, the only begotten son, only son they have.
人可以为别人来牺牲自己的生命，但是不会把自己的牺牲自己的孩子来救别人。只有神能做到这一点。
So I just like to end our sharing here, but let's come to the Lord for short prayer.
那我们就信息就在这里，让我们来到主面前有点祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your great love.
哇，我们感谢你为着你的大爱。
It is beyond any measure.
超过我们所想象。
That you are willing to give up, Lord Jesus, your only begotten Son to us, sinners.
你愿意将你的儿子、你的独生子赐给我们罪人。
While we are still your enemies.
当我们还在做罪人的时候。
The Christ came and died for us.
基督就来为我们死。
This is your love.
这就是你的爱。
Father, you pray that your message, the good news through the Son, Lord Jesus.
我们求你这个将这个好消息借着你的儿子主耶稣。
Speak in our hearts.
对我们的心说话。
Give us a true faith so that we can.Believe and trust in the Lord.
给我们一个真实的信心，让我们可以相信并信靠主耶稣。
You give us this gift, the salvation, just as a gift.
你将救恩当成一个礼物来赐给我们。
But because you love us.
因为你爱我们。
May your love compel us to live life to love the Lord.
愿你的爱激励我们，让我们可以活出爱主的一个生命。
In Christ Jesus, the most holy and precious name, we pray.
用主耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名求。
Amen.
Amen.